Everyone, we are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And you are now listening to our expanded version of Positive Living. We are now on from 12 to 2, 2 hours, which I'm so excited about, bringing you just amazing guests. I want to tell you folks about my guest coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. She actually is my favorite celebrity who I really admire tremendously. Her name is Jane Seymour, the well-known Emmy, Oscar nominated and recipient of the Golden Globes, Jane Seymour. And she has really proven her talents in all media, from Broadway to motion pictures and television. Her love of art and color has led her to great success as a painter in watercolors and oil and as a designer. And she was recently in Dancing with the Stars, which was the top-rated and Emmy-nominated program. And she's also been in several TV movies since then. I've always admired Jane because of her resilience. She's a Renaissance woman. She's multi-talented. She's been through a lot in her life. And I've interviewed her now. This is my fourth time. Well, having said all that, in the 1 o'clock hour, we have a specially pre-recorded interview with Jane Seymour that I interviewed her last Wednesday. And her birthday is actually today on February 15th. So we talk about that. Well, I found out since the interview that there was a Rhode Island connection to Jane Seymour, actually through the new book that she has written, which is called Open Hearts. And we're talking about that terrific book that she's written. And Open Hearts reflects life joys and heartaches and inspirations and symbolizes that when you love yourself and keep your heart open, you're able to give and receive love. And the theme is celebrated in the book through a collection of poems, essays, and quotes. And we just had Valentine's Day, so we certainly want to keep our hearts open. I have on the phone with me the Rhode Island connection. Her name is Susan Rizzo Vincent, and she is the founder of the Andrea Rizzo Foundation. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good. So glad you could come on. Tell us your connection to Jane Seymour, who we're going to be interviewing in the next hour.
Well, about a year ago, the Andrea Rizzo Foundation was honored to be given the opportunity to escort a pediatric cancer patient from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, where we fund a dance therapy program called Drea's Dream in memory of my own daughter. And we needed to find a way to pay for the airfare for the patient and her mother.
All right, wait a minute. Let's talk about your daughter. Your daughter was killed.
Yes.
And she was a dancer.
Yeah, she was killed by a drunk driver. Mm. She was 24 years old and a Narragansett elementary school teacher,
wow.
Special ed teacher, and graduated actually from Salve Regina University.
Mm.
So we created this foundation in her memory because her dream was to become a dance therapist. She had begun graduate studies at NYU in dance therapy. And so with the help of her colleagues, friends, and family, we decided that we would make her dream come true. And so in fact, that is what our foundation does. We provide dance therapy to children with cancer and special needs.
Mm. All right. Yeah, so now the connection to Jane.
Yes. So one of having received these tickets to VIP tickets, in fact, to Dancing with the Stars, we decided that we would like to bring a pediatric patient who had participated in our dance therapy program at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And so we needed to find a way to pay for the airfare. And so we started looking at the dancers and the celebrities who were going to be on the show that season. And lo and behold, one of Andrea's friends, Katie Dugan of Newport, found out that Jane has a art gallery. And so we got in touch with the art director. And the art director was very gracious, asked us to send some materials about the foundation and what we do. And so she said, Jane was very moved by our story and that she would like to donate one of her healing hearts. Paintings.
How wonderful.
Yes. And so we had organized a fundraiser at Restaurant 180 in Newport, and we were able to auction off this beautiful gift from Jane and raise the funds to bring a patient to the show.
Oh.
We had VIP seats right next to the judges' stand.
What a wonderful story.
It was an incredible night. It was just a dream trip for this young girl and her mom. So we were so grateful to Jane.
And Jane mentioned it. She was on The View last week, and she mentioned it.
Yes, which was sort of off the top of her head, and it was a complete surprise to me. And the best surprise was she mentioned on The View that my story was in her book, and I did not know that. So you can imagine how thrilled I was to read my story in her book.
And I'm going to read it because it's what page was it on?
91.
Okay, and I will tell you that I have the book, and the interview with Jane is pre-recorded, but we're talking about this book, so please do stay in the second hour and listen to this wonderful interview that we have with Jane. But what Jane writes is, I encountered a woman who lost her daughter, an aspiring dancer, in a tragic drunk driving accident. She processed her grief by doing something in her daughter's memory. She now runs a charity that helps others through dance therapy. Her heart opened and healed. Her open heart helped her heal and gave her purpose and a chance to help people. It is wrong to sorrow without ceasing, says Homer. How special.
Isn't that so special.
I'm so glad that you contacted me about this and that we're able to talk about this, because this is our Rhode Island connection to Jane Seymour and to the wonderful work that she's doing and that you're doing. And here again, you know, I just interviewed Greg Voisin right before you, whose son had leukemia, and he started this incredible foundation called Compassionate Communications, where we send cards of love and light to people and receive them. Well, you did the same thing here. I mean, you had yours was a tremendous tragedy with a beautiful dancing daughter who was really making such a difference in the world, and to be killed by a drunk driver. And you turned that around and created this wonderful foundation. And so in a way, you know, you turn that obstacle into an opportunity. Tell us what the foundation does.
Well, first of all, I have to say that the way that it all came about was that in the midst of my grief, very early on, after losing my only child, Andrea, one of her colleagues, who's about my age, contacted me and said, you know, what if we form a foundation? And this was Andrea's dream, and let's see if we can make it happen through a nonprofit. And so we, together, again, with the support of many wonderful people, and I can't stress that enough, because this really was created out of the love in people's hearts for my daughter, which, of course, was very moving to me. And so we began the foundation, and we started at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, where Andrea herself was treated and cured of a deadly form of childhood cancer when she was 18 months old. And she had always wanted to get back to that hospital. Mm.
All right, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, stay on the line. We're going to talk a little more about this in our last segment. I am talking to Susan Rizzo Vincent. She's founder of the Andrea Rizzo Foundation. And she has a connection to our guest coming up in the second hour, the actress Jane Seymour. So, folks, stay tuned. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM's Tara Granahan. And have I got a
97 FM?
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And upcoming in our next hour, we are now expanded to 2 hours, folks. We have the acclaimed actress Jane Seymour, and she has written a new book called Open Hearts, and it's really about keeping your heart open so you can give and receive love. Perfect right after Valentine's Day. We can call this Valentine's Month. And the theme celebrated through the book is a collection of poems, essays, and quotes. And the guest that I've just had on is part of her book. She is the Rhode Island connection to Jane. Welcome back, Susan Rizzo Vincent.
Thank you.
And Susan had a beautiful daughter, Andrea, who was killed by a drunk driver, who was a dancer and a teacher in Narragansett. And she has created a foundation called the Andrea Rizzo Foundation. And Jane donated a painting to that foundation where they're raising money. Give us some closing thoughts, Susan, before we move on. And then, folks, you're going to hear part of the next hour will be a specially pre-recorded interview with Jane. So I'll come on at the beginning and close it out. And then we have a tremendous feature for you. For people who want to know some answers, we have an intuitive person who is a medium and intuitive, and she will help to answer your questions. So it's a great hour coming up between Jane Seymour and intuition, so don't miss it. Okay, Susan, give us some closing thoughts.
Well, I just want to say that it's a very exciting time because we are at Hasbro Children's Hospital as well, providing pediatric dance therapy in local schools in Rhode Island for children with special ed. And this week, we are able to announce that Carrie Ann Inaba of Dancing with the Stars has signed on as our national celebrity spokesperson.
Oh,
so that has been wonderful news as well. And if anyone wants to find out any information about the Andrea Rizzo Foundation, they can log on to our website, which is dreasdream.org.
DreasDream.org.
Yes.
Okay. Susan, thank you so much for calling in and for being part of this interview. And I know that it's going to be exciting to introduce Jane and to have her talk about the book that you're part of.
Yes, I'm thrilled. And thank you so much, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, folks, so when we come back after the break, we are now coming to the top of the hour. And when we come back, my guest is the acclaimed actress Jane Seymour, who is a Renaissance woman and a painter and a writer, and you will hear so much. And I always enjoy interviewing Jane. I've done this several times, and she's really a role model for me and for so many people in terms of her resilience and the things she's achieved and accomplished. And in the second half of the next hour, I'm bringing on Tiffany Masters, who is an amazing intuitive, and you can call in. She's a world-renowned intuitive counselor with the extraordinary gift of a medium and clairvoyant, and she'll help you clarify your life's journey, and she's going to answer your questions. So don't you turn that dial. We've got some great things for you, Jane Seymour, and then answering your questions about what's going on in your life from a great intuitive gifted medium. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Stay tuned. Don't turn the dial, because we're coming right back after the break.
WEAN-FM, Wakefield, Peacedale. WPRO, news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. Rhode Island's station of record. News Talk 630 WPRO, Providence.
A gathering this hour in West Warwick to remember victims of the Station nightclub fire. WPRO.